Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. This is class session 600 of the Warren County Radio Bible School. Now, this school, each class period lasts for about 15 minutes. It's a 15-minute daily radio program. And so if you take 600 and multiply that by 15, that means we've been teaching this Bible school for 9,000 minutes. Or, divide that, you get that to 150 hours of instruction. Now this morning, being a Monday morning, we're going to bring a special feature for this Warren County Radio Bible School, in which I read from the Rock Cliff Review, the bulletin that you will receive if you come worship with us on a Sunday morning at the Rock Cliff Church of Christ. And in this bulletin, I had printed this article titled, "It Is Not Easy Building a Wall." This comes from the story of Nehemiah. And the article reads like this. Nehemiah is the man that returned to Jerusalem to rebuild the city wall. I wonder if he knew what he was getting into. It is not easy building a wall. It was not easy because of the magnitude of the task. Nehemiah's brother had told him the wall of Jerusalem is broken down and the gates are burned with fire, Nehemiah 1 in verse 3. But when he rode around the city to see for himself, he discovered that it was so bad that there was no place for the beast that was under me to pass, Nehemiah 2 and verse 14. It was not easy because the hours were long and the work was strenuous. We labored in the work from the rising of the morning until the stars appeared, Nehemiah 4 and verse 21. And the strength of the bearers of burdens is decayed, and there is so much rubbish, so that we're not able to build the wall, Nehemiah 4 and verse 10. It was not easy because of the stress of time restraints. The king had asked Nehemiah, "For how long shall thy journey be, and when wilt thou return?" And I set him a time, Nehemiah 1 and verse 6. It was not easy because of the logistics. Nehemiah had to coordinate the work of about 40 crews, according to Nehemiah chapter 3. They not only had to rebuild the walls, they had to repair 10 gates. Nehemiah had to arrange for the materials, for their provisions, and as it turned out, for their defense. It was not easy, because they were mocked and ridiculed for trying. When Sanballat the Horonite and Tobiah the servant the Ammonite and Geshem the Arabian heard it, they laughed us to scorn and despised us and said, "What is this thing that you do?" Nehemiah 2:19. When Sanballat heard that we built the wall, he was wroth and took great indignation and mocked the Jews. Now Tobiah the Ammonite was by him, and he said, "Even that which they build, if a fox go up, he shall even break down their stone wall." Nehemiah 4, verses 1 through 3. It was not easy because they faced armed, hostile opposition. When Sanballat and Tobiah and the Arabians and the Ammonites and the Ashdodites heard that the walls of Jerusalem were made up and that the breaches began to be stopped, then they were very wroth and conspired all of them together to come and to fight against Jerusalem and to hinder it, Nehemiah 4, verses 7 through 8. There was a conspiracy to kill the workmen in a surprise attack, but their plan was foiled, Nehemiah 4, verses 11 through 15. It was not easy, because some tried to take undue advantage of the situation for filthy lucre. Nehemiah had to step up and put a stop to that, Nehemiah 5, 1 through 13. It was not easy, because they had to avoid distraction when their enemies wanted to meet them on the plains of Ono, Nehemiah 6, 1 through 4. They had to withstand defamation when their enemies wrote an open letter accusing them of rebellion, Nehemiah 6, 5 through 8. They had to face danger against a plot to have Nehemiah assassinated, Nehemiah 6, 9 through 11. They had to discern deception as their enemies hired false prophets to prophesy against Nehemiah, Nehemiah 6, 12 through 14. It was not easy building the wall, but they did it. What they accomplished was nothing short of remarkable. They finished sooner than anyone had expected. So the wall was finished in the 25th day of the month of Elul in 52 days. Read that again. The wall was finished in 52 days, Nehemiah 6 and verse 15. Amazing. Three verses explain how they accomplished this. In Nehemiah 2 and verse 18, they said, "Let us rise up and build." So they took ownership of their work and they worked together. Nehemiah 4 and verse 6 says, "The people had a mind to work." It is amazing what we can accomplish when we have a mind to do it. But there was something else, something that even their enemies recognized. They perceived that this work was wrought of God, Nehemiah 6 and verse 16. God wants us to preach the gospel to all the world, Matthew 28, 19 through 20, and Mark 16, 15 through 16. It is not easy, but if we have a mind to do it, if we take ownership of that commission and work together, and if each of us put our shoulders to that part of this work that is before us, then with God's help, we can do it. Let us rise up and build. Well, that was the message in the sermon that morning. You need to come visit us at the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. The reason I read from the Rock Cliff Review is because the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And in our normal class periods, we are studying Old Testament history. And we're using as a guide in our study Sunday school lessons that were written many years ago by E.A. Elam. And this particular lesson that we're going to continue today, we introduced it Friday, we're going to continue further on today, is a Sunday school lesson that Elam wrote for the Sunday schools of May the 25th, 1924. It's about Jeremiah and the Babylonian crisis. There's a devotional reading for this lesson, and it is the 86th Psalm. And I want to read that to you at this time. There's an inscription for this psalm. It is called A Prayer of David. And so beginning in Psalm 86 and verse 1. Bow down thine ear, O Jehovah, and answer me, for I am poor and needy. Preserve my soul, for I am godly. O thou my God, save thy servant that trusteth in thee. Be merciful unto me, O Lord, for unto thee do I cry all the day long. Rejoice the soul of thy servant, for unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. For thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive, and abundant in loving kindness unto all them that call upon thee. Give ear, O Jehovah, unto my prayer, and hearken unto the voice of my supplication. In the day of my trouble I will call upon thee, for thou wilt answer me. There is none like unto thee among the gods, O Lord, neither are there any works like the work unto thy works. All nations whom thou hast made shall come and worship before thee, O Lord, and they shall glorify thy name. For thou art great, and doest wondrous things. thou art God alone. Teach me thy way, O Jehovah, and I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to fear thy name. I will praise thee, O Lord, my God, with my whole heart, and I will glorify thy name forevermore. For great is thy loving kindness toward me, and thou hast delivered my soul from the lowest Sheol. O God, the proud are risen up against me, and a company of violent men have sought after my soul, and have not set thee before them. But thou, O Lord, art a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abundant in loving kindness and truth. O, turn unto me, and have mercy upon me. Give thy strength unto thy servant, and save the son of thy handmaid. Show me a token for good, that they who hate me may see it, and be put to shame, because thou, Jehovah, hast helped me and comforted me. That is the 86th Psalm. Now the lesson we're going to be studying, coming from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 26, 8 through 16, is about a time when Jeremiah spoke to the people the words of Jehovah, and they wanted to put Jeremiah to death, but they didn't do it. Now there's some geographical notes for this lesson. We're going to learn about the importance of such places as Gilgal and Shiloh and Jerusalem. They're mentioned in this lesson, and something about Babylon. And Anaroth was only 2 or 3 miles northeast from Jerusalem. It was a priestly city, according to Joshua chapter 21 and verse 18. Now, by way of introduction, we understand about these two men, Jehoahaz and Jehoiakim. We have a rather cursory history of Judah in Hezekiah's reign that we had studied earlier. Hezekiah reigned 29 years and was succeeded by his son Manasseh, who reigned 55 years. Manasseh was succeeded by his son Amon, who reigned 2 years and was succeeded by Josiah. Josiah, like Hezekiah, was a godly king, reformed Judah, restored the worship of God as it is written, and reigned 31 years. But he was very foolish to have formed an allegiance with the king of Assyria and fought the king of Egypt at Megiddo and lost his life, which terminated suddenly his reformatory work. Jehoahaz, Josiah's son, became king in his stead, but he reigned only 3 months. Pharaoh Necho disposed him, fined the land 100 talents of silver and 1 talent of gold, and made Eliakim, Jehoahaz's brother, king in his stead. Jehoahaz was placed in bonds and carried into Egypt, where he died. It is not stated why he was disposed. Eliakim, whose name Pharaoh Necho changed to Jehoiakim, was older than Jehoahaz. It is not stated either why he was not made king by the people upon his father's death. It was customary, it seems, when one in authority placed others in office to change their names in order to show supremacy of power. And thus Eliakim's name was changed to Jehoiakim. Jehoiakim was 25 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 11 years. And he did that which was evil in the sight of Jehovah, according to all that his fathers had done. We read about that evil reign in 2 Kings 23, 31 through 37, and in the book of 2 Chronicles 36, 1 through 8. He was a cruel and oppressive tyrant. And we're going to read more about Jehoiakim in our next class session when we get there. I hope you'll mark in your book about this. You might want to mark 2 Kings 23. We'll read from there. And if you can, visit us at the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff.